Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed, let it be, my brothers and sisters. And all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah. Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, Shabbat Shalom. We are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again for another episode, another very, very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edemia, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I said Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, indeed, this very, very precious, precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. The Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things, that yes, indeed, I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and indeed, if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. For the Most High has promised that all things done in the darkness, I said all things done in the darkness must indeed come to light. And the truth, my brothers and sisters, that a whole world to maintain mass misrepresentation, the truth that a whole world has sought to hide so as to maintain mass misrepresentation, that precious light of invariant truth that must heal this world unto the will of one must and shall at his promise be revealed. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's no question about it. And I will speak now concerning the last show we did in the last few days. Review of the book of Colossians. You might want to give it a listen if you have not. You will find it certainly among the archives at blogtalkradio.com/EDY1. No doubt about it, my brothers and sisters, there is a reason. There is a sure reason why the book of Colossians in the third chapter began with verses saying, set your mind, my brothers and sisters, on things above. But without question, the many misrepresentations or the many contradictions that we see in this world Many massive misadministrations. They are not the law of the Most High. They are not the order of the kingdom. The Most High did not establish a multitude of contradictions. At the high vibration of holiness, my brothers and sisters, there are none of these variant contentions. We were told from the beginning that the gospel of peace, is a word from above. It is not of this world. It's not of its divisions. Messiah said, I made no request for the world, but for those who receive his word. What did he mean, my brothers and sisters, when he said he made no request for the worldly? He was saying that he made no request for those who would preserve, or who in seeking to preserve, the multitude of differences that are in this world. I said he made no request for those who seek to preserve the multitude of differences, contentions of this world, would not hear him. He spoke to the Father, my brothers and sisters, just before his passion, before his crucifixion. Speaking of how he had given his word to those unto whom he was sent. He said, I make no request for the world, but for those thou hast given me, even those who would receive his word. I dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, there's no question about it. It is because of the multitude of predispositions after which men have become arrogant in their ignorance, that the men have become predisposed to ignore the truth, to trust in a massive contradiction that have been common, worldly status quo. No question about it, my brothers and sisters. We are commanded, if we believe Yah, to seek his will beyond ourselves, beyond all the multitude of national, political, and pseudo-religious, cultural, and social differences that exist in this world, that we find the truth, my brothers and sisters. I said that we find the truth that the variant rulers have predisposed the minds of the people to reject, even rebellion against and ignore. Something the Most High told me many years ago. Many are they predisposed to believe the deceiver, those who would prevent the minds from receiving what must be perceived, would rather believe the deceiver than believe that they themselves had been deceived. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, to be deceived is to be fooled, if you will, to accept all manner of folly, to trust that one is safe, if you will, my brothers and sisters, but far from it. Messiah commanded the conversion of this world unto the rule of the kingdom on high. This is not the abolition or the putting away of divine law, but the putting away of the mass misrule of this earth. He said all power, genuinely saying, therefore, that all authority, the principles of the kingdom of peace on high, have been given unto him. Therefore, if this world is to have peace, he sent forth, therefore, those who would be his allies, who would do all that he has commanded. Look at Yohanan 15:13-14. He commanded those who would believe in him that they must seek the truth beyond all the partialities and pollutions of all the nations. I said that they must seek him beyond all the pollutions and partialities of all the nations. For the truth that was declared from the beginning has the eventuality and purpose for this earth. That a world be healed, my brothers and sisters. The world will know again the way of peace. That many have rejected, my brothers and sisters, since the dawn of human fall. For since man's turning away from the mind of the Creator, turning away from the command of his Creator, many have dared desire to believe that at their own behest that the Most High should speak to them, while yet they remain rebellious, seeking to preserve constructs, governing constructs, even if you will, that never considered what from the foundation of this world was declared its eventuality, what from the foundation of this world was declared its purpose. I will tell you now, my brothers and sisters, there's no question about it. This world was always created to maintain and preserve the thoughts of one. It was never meant to be ruled after the diverse contentions of many. There's a reason why, my brothers and sisters, we spoke on last hearing. The reason why we spoke, my brothers and sisters, about how the book of Colossians warns us, as the Apostle Shaul wrote to those at the city of Colossae, a warning, my brothers and sisters, not only to those at the city of Colossae, but to the world. He spoke about how, while men were yet enemies, Messiah gave his life. He said, Messiah said, if I do not go, the comforter, the Holy Spirit will not come. Meaning that Messiah gave his life, that though men might be enemies by both amongst themselves and against Yah, that men might discern the pure and perfect truth after which there are no differences. That men might discern the pure perfect truth after which, my brothers and sisters, there can only be peace. He said that every man may be complete, made complete unto all good works. Sounds so much like what Messiah said. We said, all power, all authority, all the principles of the kingdom on high has been given unto me. He said, therefore, go forth and teach all the nations, convert all the nations unto the name, unto the honor of the Father and the Son by the power of the Holy Spirit from on high, teaching them by that Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, revealing, our brothers and sisters, the remembrance of all things, and even that which is to come. He said, by that Spirit, he said, go forth and teach all the nations everything that he has commanded. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, it is written that all the prophets, 1 Kefa, 1 Peter 1, 10 through 11, spoke by the Spirit of Messiah that was in them. Woe then, therefore, my brothers and sisters, on them, whoever they may be, whatever they may call themselves, titles unto which they might aspire. Woe unto them, my brothers and sisters, woe unto them who would resist the human conscience coming unto the knowledge of all that the prophets have spoken. And many are they today, my brothers and sisters, even who call themselves Israel. When the scriptures speak in the book of Revelation about overcoming the mark of the beast, it means overcoming, my brothers and sisters, the malcontent, the injustice of those who refuse to reason beyond the constraints of worldly misallegiance. Blessed are they who will understand this, for in that this world was made to be ruled after the righteousness of one, there's no question that the day of judgment that is foreordained, the day of judgment, my brothers and sisters, that must come to bring at last salvation, that ultimate day of judgment must reveal to mankind the difference between what it is to serve Yah and what it is, my brothers and sisters, that has been service unto him not. Blessed are they who will understand this. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who have a full heart, a whole heart, to seek Yah, to discern the truth. That the scriptures, in, for instance, Psalms 2, foretold to us that the rulers would surely seek to hide. I want you to think about it. The Most High has promised one great King of Kings. And my brothers and sisters, there's no question about it. that men seek to have control, rulership in a world that they did not make. They have denied the rule, the sovereign rule of one. And all this was prophesied in the book of Judah, they call it Jude, saying that we must contend for the faith, faithfulness unto the will of one that was once given unto the saints. For it says, certain men have surreptitiously, secretly entered in amongst those who claim to say they believe, who deny that there's only one Most High, and who deny, my brothers and sisters, the Savior that the one Most High has chosen. It is written, my brothers and sisters, we read the scriptures closely, that in order that the worldly have maintained, my brothers and sisters, their false religions, the leaders have contrived and sought to preserve not only their false religion, my brothers and sisters, but at the hand of a false concept of a Savior, maintaining rebellion against the kingdom of the Most High himself. I said maintaining rebellion against the kingdom of the Most High himself until the end of this age. Most have not realized that in not seeking the fullness of all the Most High has declared, becoming content after something far less, men have preserved, my brothers and sisters, been beguiled to preserve that rebellion. But the time of that rebellion, my brothers and sisters, for justice sake, for salvation's sake, the time of that rebellion, my brothers and sisters, must come to an end. The book of Daniel warned us in so many ways against the many contentions of man. I will speak some of what I spoke before in the book of Colossians. The scripture says, beware, 2:8 Colossians, lest any man beguile you after the principles of this world and not after the anointed one, whose proper term, proper name for which he was called, after the expectation of old, is the Kurdi. The one who comes, my brothers and sisters, Kur meaning sun, Tis meaning rise, if you will, one who comes like the sudden rising of the sun to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure. To expose all those who hide the truth from you. Such a one, my brothers and sisters, does not come to preserve the misrepresentations of man. He said, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of this world, this divided world below. Beware lest any man beguile you after the divisions of this world. Then, one scripture in the Aramaic reads it this way. Beware lest any man beguile you to be doomed as though living in this world. Damned, divided after the misconceits of man as though living in the world. These are things, my brothers and sisters, all these misgivings, all these idolatries, are things that men should not partake of. Things, my brothers and sisters, devilish against the knowledge of Yah, that men must discern beyond, that they become true unto him who is. He says, as you were baptized in him, in other words, as you were initiated to be washed of worldly misconceit, as you have confessed his name, as you've been baptized unto him. And scripture says, so you must ultimately be led by him. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, that do not understand that Messiah came 2,100 years ago now. To abolish and prove foolish the many diverse misconceits of man, the misrule of men, to expose, my brothers and sisters, the misadministrations of men who never understood behind what is indeed divine command. I give you an example. The Shabbat, my brothers and sisters, at the completion of the week, relating completion. Do you not realize, my brothers and sisters, that if true to the gospel, in every congregation, men were taught fully and completely all that the Most High has intended? True to what is written in 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11, that in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing, no divisions amongst us. Third chapter of 1 Corinthians, if there's strife and divisions amongst us, because we're still yet worldly. If men were not divided after the alternate agendas of the worldly, none of these divisions would exist. Meaning that in the Shabbat, if we are to keep that day holy unto the mind of Yah, if we are to keep that day holy, if we were indeed today keeping that day that the Most High has appointed, holy unto the one Most High, in every congregation, all would be giving honor unto one, all teaching in every congregation the same ultimate doctrine and truth, recognizing what from the beginning is the eventuality. The Most High said from the beginning, world was created. In the beginning was the Word. How about the purpose, my brothers and sisters, the principle upon which all things exist? And the Most High created this world according to, if we look at Isaiah 45, the Most High indeed created this world that his people might dwell in it, having peace in it forever. But that is only possible, my brothers and sisters, when this world is consecrated after the pure, perfect will of one. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is that man, in the multitudes of his selfish ambitions, has refused to know. I said man has refused to know who it is the Most High has appointed that this world might again be one. If we read Isaiah 41, 21 through 42, 4, we'll realize that there must come, in order that there be peace in this world, and that the absolution be declared, justice be declared. It must be discerned, my brothers and sisters, there's a difference between them who men have elected into authority or allowed to have rule over themselves, or who, those who men have established in authority, and him whom the Most High himself has chosen. If we read, my brothers and sisters, the book of Isaiah, we'll find such scriptures that say such things. That those, Isaiah 41:21, that those who men have elected and chosen are ungodly men, even an abomination, and that they have resisted divine law and rule. And because of this, they never preach the gospel or the word of peace, the glad tidings, the sure word of peace. Scripture said they all shall be, by one whom the Most High has chosen, trodden down like mortar, as a potter treads clay. And the revelation of him whom, my brothers and sisters, the world has sought to hide. That the rulers, therefore, and that they have not sought the perfect truth, the scripture says they never declared the solution. My brothers and sisters, the solution is not found in preserving those who maintain the problem. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a reason why at Isaiah 42, the one that finally says, behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, my chosen one, in whom I delighted, my soul, my spirit, delights, the anointed one. I put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment, justice, righteousness, a sense of what indeed is fair and honorable before the Most High, even unto all the nations. That means the world, my brothers and sisters, must be consecrated unto the pure will of one. He says, he shall not fail. This is the promise of the Most High, Isaiah 42:4. He should not fail nor be discouraged till he said justice, judgment, righteousness. How about pure discretion with what is divine will? The knowledge of Yah as he is. And the isles, all the nations shall wait for. I did not say presume anymore. His law. Meaning that men do not presume what is divine desire, but they shall await to hear true knowledge of what has been divinely intent from the beginning. Even my brothers and sisters from he whom the Most High has chosen himself. There's much written in scripture concerning that one, but amazingly enough, such scriptures as those at Isaiah 45 and Isaiah 49, places in particular, our mass of scripture that relates and defines who that one is has not been the common teachings amongst what men have called the congregations and churches. That being what the scripture called Rishon Va'acharon, the plan declared from the beginning that declares also the eventuality. The path, my brothers and sisters, the way of truth unto life, has not been taught among the churches. In fact, my brothers and sisters, men have declared crooked paths to lead men astray from discerning what is the true righteousness of the one Most High, and what is the plan the Most High has that he shall bring to bear and shall fully perform at the hand of one he has chosen. I think it's amazing, my brothers and sisters, that when we turn around and consider such scriptures as those in Matthias, we call it Matthew, the 23rd chapter. And in so many ways, Messiah exposed the leaders, relating to them how in so many ways they had entirely fallen away from right understanding of the purpose of the varying commands of the Most High, which from the beginning had been given. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, there's a reason why the book of Colossians, it says, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of the world and not after the Messiah. There's a reason why, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures say, some texts actually say, let no man create a disturbance among you. Let no man create divisions among you. In their midst, what must be the midst, their misadministration against what is the righteousness that should be taught in the beginning of the months. Rosh Chodesh, the new moons, the feast days, and the Shabbat, and the Shabbats. In that man, my brothers and sisters, have sought to be administrators over that which they have not, for the Most High, seen or heard. Scriptures even warn our people, we find in the book of Colossians, warn us, lest men be found to worship after the lesser standard of their worldly ministers, rather than seeking all as faithful, having faith, faithful unto the will of one. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, no question about it, but the Most High has always intended, when he said salvation is by faith, it's by looking to become steadfast unto the pure, perfect will of the one, faithful unto the will of one, beyond all the many differences of man. If we look at such scriptures as in Hebrews 10:26 through 31, reading out through the 12th chapter, if a man sinned willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there's no sacrifice, no more atonement for his sins. No man will find oneness with the Most High after any of the differing, diverse pollutions that have come after the conceits of another spirit. But the scripture says, if any man sin willfully, that means he erred from the path. If a man become something other than steadfast after receiving the knowledge of the truth, he has insulted and disrespected the gift of Yah. But when the scripture says Yah so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, it meant, my brothers and sisters, that the blessing of the Most High, the blessing of the Most High is that he reveals beyond all worldly differences, what indeed is the will of one, that those who believe in him might have eternal life. And the attainment of eternal life, my brothers and sisters, must be. And the attainment, I said, must be. And the attainment of a knowledge and obedience and a steadfastness unto divine conscience. My brothers and sisters, even conscience beyond all worldly contradictions. This, again, must be understood. This, again, my brothers and sisters, is a principle that must be revered. You know, I've spoken many times on this show about Daniel, for instance. The scriptures in Daniel, 8th chapter to the 25th chapter. Scriptures are relating to the 7th chapter. A rebellion at the hand of worldly rulers against the sovereignty of the stars. The scripture calls them the stars of heaven. Rebellion in this world against the true knowledge of divine righteousness. And quite frankly, Daniel 8 and 5 through 25 relates the overthrow of what was the Medo-Persian Empire and the establishment of Greco-Roman Western polytheist misorder as the dawn of a 2,600 plus year rebellion, my brothers and sisters. I said rebellion after all manner of false righteousness, all manner of pretense against the true faith and religion of the One Most High. What that means, my brothers and sisters, and I'm talking about Daniel, please read Daniel 8 and 5 through 25. It talks about the rise of the Medo-Persian Empire, then the rise of the Grecian Empire to overthrow what had been monotheist revolution in the East at the hand of polytheist Western power. My brothers and sisters, the book of Revelations speaks in the 13th chapter about those who came and would murder the saints, establishing a false concept of Messiah. It was saying having horns like a lamb, appearing to be like unto the Lamb of Yah. Horns like a lamb, but still speaking the lies of the dragon. Oh, my brothers and sisters, isn't it time that we understand that such customs, pagan customs, against the law of the Most High, imaginings of man pretending to be wise, customs like this Easter, Christmas, Sunday, things the Most High had never declared after the misadministration of man would not be among the churches had it not been for the intrusions of those who enforced against the temples the lies of men. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, it is foolishness of men believe that those who murdered those who hearkened to Yah have been given the right to administer ever the thing, the true commands of Yah. It is actually told us that if men fell away, and the scriptures prophesied that men would, that once men fell away from the righteous administration of the Most High, that it would not be till Messiah himself returned that all true righteousness would again be revealed. What does this mean but that this world has been filled with false religion for a very, very long time? 45,000 denominations claiming to be believers. I said 45,000 denominations claiming to be believers have not been the law nor the order of the kingdom of Yah. The Most High has told us that men have sworn by his name in Isaiah 48, but not in truth nor in righteousness. For if they had, my brothers and sisters, none of these divisions exist. And we see divisions amongst both those who call themselves of Hebraic as well as Gentile orientation. The scripture says, for his holy name's sake, he will have to refine his people, but he will not give the glory of his name unto another. What this means, my brothers and sisters, is that all those who have sought to preserve every manner of misadministration, who have kept the people in bondage, The scriptures say again and again, must themselves be taken and changed and in chains and after a time punished. But that is not what the rulers of this world have desired that you come to know. What we must understand, my brothers and sisters, is a very, very precious truth. I want to talk tonight about the scriptures like those in Malachi 1 and 6 that says the Most High desires to see himself revered as he is again, not disrespected according to the multitude of varying misrepresentations that men have established. The Most High has spoken in advance about one that he has chosen to restore reverence for himself as he is again in this world. Reverence having a reference point for mutual respect and honor of the Most High, according to all the men for so long have been predisposed after worldly status quo or worldly hypocrisies not to consider. It's time that we understand, my brothers and sisters, that a mass of contradictions must be sin. For in the midst of these mass contradictions, if we were to accept this confusion, our brothers and sisters, whoever accepts such confusion is an ally to such confusion. I want to make some things very simple tonight. There are prophecies in the script speak about one whom the Most High has chosen to restore reverence for himself as he is. I will speak concerning many titles after which he is called. From one end of the book to the other. In Numbers 24, he is called concerning one who must appear out of a city. Numbers 24, 14 through 17 through 19, he is called the Star of Jacob. One out of Israel, my brothers and sisters, will have rule above all the kings, will conquer all the enemies of the Most High, will be established above them all. As scripture says, he will destroy all those who preserve or would seek to preserve, if you will, the confusions of the city. A city that in the scriptures is mentioned. But my brothers and sisters, what it really means is he will put to an end the lying tongues of all those who would preserve any manner of false social coalescence. He will put an end to all those who maintain every miscreant social orientation. We'll put to an end the voices of all those, my brothers and sisters, who maintain the ill visions or the short-sightedness of mass illusion. That's Numbers 24, 14, 17 through 19. The one called the Star of Jacob, my brothers and sisters, is the righteous one, is the upright one that is mentioned if we examine Isaiah 24, 10 through 16. Under texts like the, for instance, the NASB, NIV, the righteous one that comes in the latter days out of the West that had formerly, my brothers and sisters, according to Isaiah 45, 6, appeared in the East, a shepherd, an anointed one, who restore foundation upon which true reverence must be revealed. My brothers and sisters, that same one that's called the righteous one there, that's called the upright one, that only those who seek to do all good works, was written in Isaiah 26, 7 through 13, exposing every false rule. They are one and the same. Isaiah 19, my brothers and sisters, 18 through 25, talks about one out of the, what is metaphorically, will, if you will, the five cities. A city called Harris, the scripture calls it. Talks about the five cities that in Genesis 14 are called Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zeboiim, and Zoar. A city, my brothers and sisters, at which Abraham emerged victorious from battle over the kings of the earth, the rulers of those five cities. To speak in for telling my brothers and sisters of Messiah come as a scripture says a priest after the order of the priest of Melchizedek. Psalm 110. To overthrow all the false rule of all the rulers who have stood against the true knowledge of Yah. At prophecy, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 19, 18-25 talks about the Savior who emerges out of a city. And men shall again know Yah as he is, and that a world might know peace. My brothers and sisters, that Savior called the start of Jacob, the righteous one, the upright one. In Isaiah 19, that one and the other spoken prophecy. Since the scriptures say in Ezekiel 37 that the world shall have one king and one savior. They are one and the same. If we read on, my brothers and sisters, and I'm just relating just a brief synopsis. If we read on, we find scriptures speaking about one called the righteous one likened to the rising sun. At Isaiah 40, 27-41:4. Yes, my brothers and sisters, Messiah, Yeshua, and that one are one and the same. If we were to talk about, my brothers and sisters, at the book of Zephaniah, one called by the name of the Most High, who shall not fail to bring forth or reveal true righteousness at the city. That one, my brothers and sisters, through whom a world shall be reconciled, that the faithful shall no longer speak lies and shall have a haven for peace. Yes, my brothers and sisters, they are one and the same as the star out of Jacob in Numbers. The righteous one at Isaiah 24:10-16. The upright one at 26:7-13 of Isaiah. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the one at Isaiah 40:27-41:5, who overthrows all the kings, they are one and the same. We read those scriptures and we compare them in the book of Malachi 1:6, that the Most High wants to have his reverence for himself restored. He said, you should discern the difference between those who serve him and those who serve him not. For those who revere his name, his honor, he said, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing upon his lips. All my brothers and sisters, they are one and the same. If we read on, my brothers and sisters, at the book of Zephaniah, like I said before, it talks about a Savior at a city who warns it before coming destruction that will rebuke all the injustice of all the nations. I'm talking about Zephaniah 2:15-3:6-3:13. They're one and the same. If we read on, my brothers and sisters, and we see the book of Revelation, as one in Revelation 7:2, they call him angel from the rise, likened to the rising sun. Or some say angel of the east. The word angel, melech in Hebrew, and the word for king, messenger, one and the same. That is the one called the king of the east, my brothers and sisters, who the Most High said would be his anointed shepherd to restore righteous foundation in the earth. That all may know from the rising sun to the west that there's none else but Yah, no other Savior, no other absolute standard, no other one after which man may be made whole into his purpose. Isaiah 40:23 says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Philippians 2:9-11 said the same. Romans 14:10-12 said the same. And the scripture says, all that is written, read it 15:4-18 of Romans says, all, if they were to translate it properly, that is written of old for our learning, that we through patience and the faith in the scriptures might have hope, bringing all nations, Jew and Gentile, unto obedience in word and deed. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. At the book of Revelation, that one called angel from the rising sun is that one called the king of the east at Revelation 16:12-21. The king of the east at the city. If you read Revelation 6:12, it talks about an earthquake at a city. That in the shaking of the foundations of the rule of this earth, even the destruction of that city, the scriptures speak, shall all the rulers of the earth quake and tremble, saying, hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. Who is the Lamb, my brothers and sisters, but Messiah Yeshua himself? Revelation, my brothers and sisters, 16:12 talks about one who comes against all the unclean spirits, all the false doctrines of all the nations, at a particular city after which my brothers and sisters in its destruction. Babylon is brought again to mind. And my brothers and sisters, the misconstrusions and misconceits, the misrepresentations in the midst of it. Most High says it's been like a stink unto high heaven. If we read the book of Yeremiah, 51st chapter, the one called the King of the Medes there who destroys Babylon once and for all. Our brothers and sisters, you must understand who that one called the King of the Medes is, who destroys Babylon once and for all. That one called the King of the East. Who is he, my brothers and sisters, who destroys Babylon once and for all? He is spoken of at Isaiah 44, 45, 46. And the scripture says, through him Israel shall be corrected justly to know what it is to honor the Most High, even forever. Isaiah 59, 19 through 21 speaks the same. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men amongst the so-called churches have not put together in their minds all their secretive among the churches? How is it that men have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, the majesty, the sovereignty, and the preciousness of these words after which the world should be healed? It is because the rulers and their selfish ambitions, if we read Isaiah 56 chapter, 19 to 57th chapter, the 14th verse, we find that all the rulers, like it says also in Psalms 2, because men have trusted in their various rulers, they have mocked indeed what is the righteousness of Yah himself. And the scripture says, all those who trust in those who have lied. It says that all those who have trusted, all those who have trusted in those who have lied in this manner. And all their rulers, my brothers, should be swept away like wind and vanity. But those who trust in him shall possess the land and inherit his holy kingdom. But my brothers and sisters, the rulers of the earth, as Psalms 2 said, have schemed against your understanding this. And since Messiah said, go forth and teach everything that he commanded, and everything he spoke by the prophet, or everything that the prophet spoke was spoken by his spirit, the rulers who would deceive the masses not to understand this, yes, my brothers and sisters, all those who have schemed and men not discern the raising of conscience that the Most High gave as a gift to the prophets. All those who have schemed and men not discern this awakening have been the sons of darkness. They have all been false prophets. And as I've said many times on this show, a false prophet is one who functions after a spirit, not to reveal things of Yah, but to deceive and fatally flatter the masses, not to discern the greater truth that must be discerned, that after a pure and perfect knowledge, the people shall be one. If people can be easily deceived by a mass of contentions, my brothers and sisters, they've already revealed their gullibility, their lack of steadfastness, their lack of love of the truth. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, the true sons and daughters of Israel were always to know, since Yah is one and his people must be one, and then knowing the Shema, the first and ultimate command of all, knowing that it is the obligation of those who would give honor to the holy name, that we all must seek him with all mind, heart, soul, and might, that none deceive his brother in word and deed. If any man or brothers and sisters fail to understand the need to discern the interconnectivity and the blessedness of all the prophets spoken Then my brothers and sisters, men have not worshipped the Yah, nor have they given due honor to him whom the Most High has chosen. But my brothers and sisters, in the end, they have only exalted themselves. For in choosing to ignore what the Most High has chosen and promised, men have sought to establish a false sense of reality for themselves, after which they can only be deceived. Woe unto them, therefore, my brothers and sisters, who, as Messiah said, have not been quick-witted to see and discern all that from the beginning the prophets have spoken. The book of Acts 3:18-23 says Messiah comes for the restitution. How about the remembrance of all things the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began? And whoever will not hearken to Messiah, who comes as a prophet to declare that testimony, whoever will not hearken to his consummate testimony, will be cut off from among the people. As it was, my brothers and sisters, in the days of the Song of Moshe, so shall the Song of Moshe be revealed again, according to the book of Revelation. And it means that all must confirm who will enter the kingdom, all must confirm everything the Most High has spoken, that they might be sealed as living tablets of a covenant. And whoever, my brothers and sisters, will reject even the least, what seems to be the least of what's written in the law and the prophets, has fallen after the beguilements of those leaders, false leaders, will never tell the whole truth. That's what Messiah meant at Micaiah 5:14-24. Said your sense of righteousness and your knowledge of what is divine law, as foretold and purposed from old, your knowledge of that ultimate decisiveness of the Most High must exceed the fallen short teachings of your leaders. Else you should not enter the kingdom of Yah. He did not say that he came to destroy or misacknowledge the law and the prophets, but to teach all these things fully. What do you think he said he told to his apostles to go do by his spirit, but to go forth and teach everything that he commanded? But as after a multitude of partialities, men have drawn hasty conclusions, not considering all the Most High has spoken, and in their sense of justice or their sense of judgment, refusing to consider or not considering all the Most High has spoken, men have judged unjustly and condemned, my brothers and sisters, even sought to those whom the Most High has sent to see what so many others, after misruling entities, have not seen. What do you think a prophet is, my brothers and sisters? Do you think he is one who speaks after the same conscience, the same ideal of the masses? Why do you think the scripture says concerning Messiah, he should not judge after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear? My brothers and sisters, if you believe that all that is according to the many diverse misexample and contentiousness of men, if you believe all that is confusion, my brothers and sisters, how should you not be confused? We who know the first command of all, recognizing that Yah is one, know that his people, too, must be one, knowing that there are no contradictions in him. And if we accept the contradictions that exist in this world as if they are viable, our brothers and sisters, in high hypocrisies, those who would do such a thing have even dared to call the Most High himself a hypocrite and have insulted blasphemously against the invariant nature and surety of his name. So men, my brothers and sisters, dare to believe they should be delivered, petitioning the Most High against his will, petitioning the Most High in rebellion against the absolute sovereignty of his will. I hear people talk about, in fact, your Pope Francis, recently said that what he called grace trumps, grace of mercy trumps judgment. My brothers and sisters, the grace and mercy of the Most High that he reveals true justice. I want you to understand something. It is a lie that the rulers have told when they said that the grace of Yah puts away divine law. The grace of Yah exposes man's misrule. When the scriptures say, not under the law, but under grace. It means not under the misrule of man. By the favor of the Most High, even the favor of him, my brothers and sisters, who shall surely bring to bear all that he has spoken. The pagans didn't have a word for and didn't even want a word to relate the difference between divine law and their own rule, and that they wanted to equate themselves as gods. The rulers of this earth, my brothers and sisters, didn't want, not want people even to begin to even presume to think that there was a rule beyond their own. They wanted to call themselves the appointed of the Most High, and all the nation's rulers wanted to call themselves the same. As if to say that men have the right, and they certainly do not. As if to claim that men have had the right, my brothers and sisters, to subdivide the world according to their own designs. One scripture says, taking control of the lands and dividing and selling them for a price, Daniel 11. My brothers and sisters, no man has ever had the right to misrule any territory or any part of the lands of this earth in a world that men did not make. The Most High told me many years ago, no man has a right to rule, but according to the rule of the Maker. We live in a world today, my brothers and sisters, we live in a world today that men have dared to think that when the Most High gave men dominion, it was leaving somehow, that some would want to believe, leaving men to rule however it seemed wise in their own eyes. My brothers and sisters, as the scripture said, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish but have eternal life. And the Most High gave man dominion from the beginning. And when he made man and breathed in him the breath of life, what he breathed in him was the spirit of Neshama. Reverence for Yah beyond himself, beyond man himself. The holy name, Nachum. To honor the holy name, Shem. To keep the Shema. To preserve what is the knowledge of divine will, that no man deceive his brother. That Amma, men might have dominion by continually respecting the Master. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who have not discerned this, who have had no respect for Yah, no respect for the supreme authority of the Master. And as such, my brothers and sisters, they have beguiled many who have not sought the full armor, have not sought the fullness of the truth, that allowed continually through the doors. Oh, I hope you understand what I'm saying. Malachi, first chapter. So who among you would guard my doors against this vanity? I'm a master. Where's my reverence? Where's my honor? Where's my fear? Where's the reverence that is done to me is due, says the Most High. Where then are those, my brothers and sisters, who would discern divine will with a direct reverence for a divine reference point? Where are they, my brothers and sisters? Where is he whom the Most High said would shut the doors against all injustice? Indeed, my brothers and sisters, as I said before in the book of Yehuda, it was prophesied that false brethren would come amidst those indiscriminate to destroy our reverence for the one. And my brothers and sisters, beguile mankind not to discern what Apostle Shaul the Colossians said. Beware, lest any man beguile you after the principles of the world and not after Messiah. So if you've been baptized in him, so you must be led by him. Beware, lest men who have never seen or heard authority from on high become your rulers and you worship your ministers. That's what that word, the angels, means there. Remember Revelation 2nd and 3rd? Talking about here, what the Spirit says to the churches. It says to the angel of the church of Smyrna, Thyatira, Philadelphia, and the like, my brothers and sisters. It says, hear what the Spirit would say that your leaders, who were supposed to be the messengers, would not. How many, my brothers and sisters, will discern what it means in the book of Jacob? It says, though your rulers, though men have been under the varying rulers a many, not few under Yah, scattered among the nations. Yah desires of his people yet a perfect work, meaning that the rulers do not dictate to the Most High. In any nation, under any territory, the rulers of this earth do not dictate to the Most High what must be come the invariant word of faith and steadfastness of all his people. Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, reveal again that gospel of peace, that word from on high, that word above all the nations, that all the nations must come to conform to. For the scriptures tell us that when Messiah comes, reveal again that invariant light. Read Isaiah 59:8. 19 through 21 through 16 and 12, that whoever of the other nations or the variant beliefs of this world will not hearken to that invariant word the Messiah comes to reveal. Whoever will resist men coming to that knowledge, whoever would seek to make prayer those who would turn away from transgression, who would turn toward righteousness, whoever would be resistance against the free flow of that word of truth, scripture says they shall utterly perish. That the free flow the word of the Most High go forth in the earth, there must be removed, my brothers and sisters, every obstacle. And that is what the Most High himself has promised. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, the one called the star out of Jacob at the city, in Numbers 24, 14 through 17 through 19. The one who is called Savior at Isaiah 19:18-25 at the city, the star of Jacob at the city, Numbers 24. The one who is called Righteous One that appears from the city at Isaiah 24:10-16 is the same upright one, my brothers and sisters, mentioned at Isaiah 26:7-13. The same one, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, through whom at the destruction of a city, all the nations of the world would revere the one for whom the faithful have waited. I'm talking about Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10. They're all the same. The one that is mentioned, my brothers and sisters, at Revelation 16, 12 through 21, the king of the east at the city, is that same one that was mentioned at Isaiah 40:27 through 41:4, who exposes all the unrighteousness of the rulers. That same elect one, my brothers and sisters, that is mentioned in Revelation 16:12-21, is the same one called the angel from the rising sun in Revelation 7:2, who exposes all the rulers to regather Israel again as one. That same one, my brothers and sisters, called the voice of the Most High at Revelation. Well, how about Isaiah 66? I need to read about how there's so much corruption among your churches and congregation. That same one who rebukes both church and state at Isaiah 66. You need to read it from that around that 6th to the 15th verse. My brothers and sisters, that is the same one that the scriptures mentioned at Isaiah 49, who will come forth saying, "Listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb and from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name." Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, declare indeed what is the strength of his reverence and to bring Israel back to him, even to declare what is salvation from every wicked way to the ends of the earth. They are all the same. Zephaniah, talking about one called by the name of the Most High, will not fail to reveal justice at the city. My brothers and sisters, they are one and the same. How is it that men have not discerned who that one is? At Isaiah 44:45-46, whose proper title was the Kurdee and is the Kurdee. Kur meaning sun, Tis meaning rise, the one who comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have not discerned that he comes, according to Isaiah 11th chapter, 10-12, a second time to regather his people? It said at Hosea 11:5. 10-12. To regather his people who have not been pronated to hearken, taking counsel together among themselves, not exalting Yah, who will still yet bring his people out of a city, my brothers and sisters, even another form of spiritual Egypt to the west. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have not known these prophecies, have not discerned how the interconnectivity of the word of the Most High for so very long. When Scripture says the Holy Spirit brings all things to remembrance, the Scriptures then relate, my brothers and sisters, that the essence of the truth related in the Scriptures must interconnectivity, all the interconnectivity and proper relativity must be discerned, my brothers and sisters, not just what is written, but the whys and the wherefores, to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. My brothers and sisters, the rulers of this earth have taught lies that do not discern the Scriptures as they are. When the Scripture says Messiah, it comes with the clouds. It means the word for clouds there, and the idea of clouds actually relates, like that the ancients understood, that clouds were messengers from on high. In other words, giving an idea of what is happening in the heavens, what is to come. Well, the Scriptures actually say, if we understand it, Isaiah 19, 1 through 5, and it's repeated in also second case of 2 Peter, third chapter. What it really means, my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes with a message that will expose all the miscreant social miscoalescences, all the false covenants, all the contradictions of man. When it says the heart of Egypt shall melt, it means, my brothers and sisters, what men have believed that have held together the ideas of the nations to all be proven false in the day of his appearing. When you talk about nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom, when you talk about revolution, my brothers and sisters, amidst all the kingdoms of this earth, revolution against what has been, if you want to call the constitutionalities of the nations, all the rules of the nations proven faulty, all their foundations proven faulty, that men might discern again, my brothers and sisters, what is the righteousness of Yah. Revelation 19, 11 through 21, Messiah comes, Scripture says, called the word of Yah, meaning he declares the thoughts of Yah, declaring the, for righteousness' sake, my brothers and sisters, the way again of peace, rebuking all the rulers and all the nations, that the world might again, my brothers and sisters, true to its creator, be one. King of kings and Lord of lords, word of Yah. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that the very title King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Great King, King of Kings, is an ancient Persian title regarding one who was called King of the East, who bore that title? English translations have called him Cyrus the Great. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters, that Isaiah 44 through 45, the Most High called him, he calls him his anointed shepherd. Most High calls him one who will prove foolish all the false rule of men, even wherever men have surnamed themselves by the name of Israel and still worship the idolatries of their own minds, he shall expose them all. Please read Isaiah 44 through 45 through 46. It says, that one shall establish again a foundation of one upon which, if you will, true worship shall again be in the earth. Scripture says he, the Most High, shall guide him beyond all the obstacles of man, to show him the hidden treasures, the wisdom that the world has sought to hide. The Scripture says he appears at first to bring his people, according to the prophecies, out of a Babylon east. The Scriptures even say it's the same one, if we read Isaiah 52 through 53, that between his appearance and the latter days, he would give his very life to men discerning beyond the wickedness of the rulers who persecuted him. Not one appearance, my brothers and sisters, of the anointed one. Not two, but three. And in the latter day, my brothers and sisters, we read Isaiah 45 and continue to read those scriptures. He says he comes out of the east. And in the latter days, Isaiah 24, 10 through 16, read the NSB, Isaiah 59, 19 through 21. Hosea 11, 5 through 10 through 12 says, in the latter days he comes out of the west. The Scripture says that all the nations might revere from the rising sun to the west. Yes, not only in the at one time had been a monotheist revolution in the east, and with the expectation of the one called the Kurdi who would reconcile all mankind into the will of one. Not only in the east, my brother and sister, the ancient, if you will, Hebraist, east, monotheist east, but also even unto the polytheist west. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand. Those having Western imperialist ideals knew well that they could not found nor preserve their polytheist contradictions, their divide and conquer tactics after all the variant rule of men, when the foundation of faith and belief was the expectation that all such confusion must come to an end. So they taught this world a false concept of Messiah. Like I said, a scripture said in Revelation, those who murdered the saints who had the faith would set up a false Messiah. Scripture said, having horns like a lamb, speaking as a dragon. Seemingly the Messiah, but in that men's conscience had not been wise to the greater command of Yah, they have trusted the conscience and the heart of a devil. And this is the false religion, my brothers and sisters, the 2,600 plus year rebellion that is mentioned in Daniel that was related in the 7th to the 12th chapters of the book of Daniel. Meaning that with the intrusion of such false rule remaining in the earth, what men have been taught is false religion. And I find it amazing that many of they who call themselves Israel, not realizing the need to seek Yah beyond all the contradictions of man, have trusted in the confusion, even the opportunistic, selfishly ambitious, avaricious ideals of the leaders, my brothers and sisters, who for selfish reasons would not tell them these things. They have all been false leaders, all been false prophets. All of them, my brothers and sisters, the children of darkness. And that sounds like a tough thing to believe. I would dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, unless you can believe this, to see beyond the lie, to seek the truth. My brothers and sisters, you haven't been found worthy then to even be spoken to have your mind awakened. Isaiah 56, chapter 9 to 57, chapter 14, verse, says how all the leaders, all your leaders, my brothers and sisters, have been beastly and unreasoning men to blind the people, not to discern the truth for the sake of their personal greed. If we read through Isaiah 23, it talks about the city like likened to Soar, Tyre, T-Y-R-E is actually pronounced Soar. Very much sounding like Zoar. The scripture talks about a city, my brothers and sisters, that explains the nature of Babylon. Men have oftentimes been silent regarding the nature of even the pursuit of absolute truth. That men cater their unjust wares. What they have created, my brothers and sisters, completely inconsiderate of what the Most High declared from the beginning. Whatever men have created, my brothers and sisters, inconsiderate of divine purpose, is an idol. Whatever will not remind man, my brothers and sisters, in its influence, in its presence, of what the Most High declared from the beginning is eternal, is in fact an idol, an obstacle, a false god. What it seems perfect to a man is a god to him. What about it, my brothers and sisters? What seems perfect to a man is still yet before the Most High imperfect. He is worshipped, an enemy, the awakening of his conscience. It has not been yet true unto the Most High, no matter what he may call himself or the thing that he exalts. You must understand this, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, the scripture says at the end of that, many years of rebellion, and it is has been a rebellion. Messiah shall come to expose the pretense and all those who stand against him. If you read the scriptures closely from where it's written in the original language, he shall defeat them easily. But how many of my brothers and sisters are ready to rejoice at the day when all that men have not considered shall be revealed? When the scripture says, I make no request for the worldling, at Yohanan, John 17, 8 through 9, but for those thou hast given me who receive thy word. I want you to consider Yohanan 14, chapter 6, verse, John 14, 6. The Messiah said, I am the way of truth unto life. No man comes to the Father. How about even petition unto the Father for the truth, lest he is willing to respect that way. And man is to preserve the knowledge of that way, lest he lose it, lest he lose his way. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, when he said, if you love me, if your allegiance unto me, keep, preserve, maintain, and defend, that's what that word means, my commandment. How about the knowledge of his conscience? If men are willing to accept mass contradictions, then certainly the preservation of their conscience is something that men have not done. Book of Isaiah, 48th chapter, says Messiah will come in the last days to expose this Babylon, to show man again how to swear unto the name of the Most High, indeed, in truth, and in righteousness. Isaiah 19, 18 through 25 says that they may vow a vow unto the Most High and perform it. Scripture says Messiah will come forth saying from, I want you to hear me. He comes to show man again the way that he should go, meaning that man had lost his way. Then he says he come from the beginning, from the creation, there he is. To show man the way that he should go. And oh, that man had only kept, preserved, maintained, and defended the initial way of conscience, aware of all things and considerate of all things the Most High has spoken. If men had only done this, my brothers and sisters, I said if men had only done this, their peace would have been constant like a river, flowing with waters from on high, my brothers and sisters. Living waters of truth from on high. And the righteous like the waves of the sea from shore to shore. Righteousness, my brothers and sisters, is man's food of considering all that is divine decree, all that is honorable, all that is justice. He said your righteousness must succeed at the that of your leaders, meaning that your leaders have not strived with a pure heart to teach you all these things. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that if your leaders have not taught you these things, it is still your responsibility in an oath unto the Most High to discern these things nevertheless. Whoever will not, my brothers and sisters, is still in bondage to those who the scripture says, and shall be taken into chains, Isaiah 24, Isaiah 60, shall be taken in chains, for they kept the people in bondage. And after a time, my brothers and sisters, as an example, all those who commit injustice, they shall be punished. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will no longer be messengers of misconceit. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will learn no more to lie. For indeed, that is what men have done in their business among the nations. They have been quiet with regard to the truth so as to appeal to men in all their differences. Abusing, my brothers and sisters, the resources of the land, saying that they have favor even unto the resources of the land, heaven help us, while disregarding the will of Yah. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his will, unto his righteousness, unto the healing of our people, I thank the Most High indeed for this opportunity to speak to you again. I thank you all for listening. I thank the Most High for every ear he brings near. Under his might, under his honor, and his righteousness, the peace that he has promised forever. Hallelujah! Again, and I thank you all for listening. Let others know, brothers and sisters, that words beyond the status quo are here being spoken. Hey. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who would examine on my website. Proves, my brothers and sisters, that others have refrained from speaking. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand who Messiah said he is when he said he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, Revelation 22:16. It's time to understand, my brothers and sisters, those words from with respect to what is written in Isaiah 11, 1 through 4 through 10 through 12. It's time to understand, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah, the early church knew and named itself after that one, that it might, that there might be a sanctuary beyond all worldly misconceit. Articles on my website like Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, found on my website at hiddengospel.com, are an absolute must for every living soul. Information like this found in the Secret City Prophecies on my website, hiddengospel.com, is an absolute must for every living soul. Prophetic Proof, my brothers and sisters, another article on my website, hiddengospel.com, is an absolute must for all those who would exceed the world, the misconceits and the contradictions that are in it. For Most High has said at Isaiah 25, 1 through 3, that one must come through whom the Most High should be reverenced, even as he is. Isaiah 24, 10 through 16, one must come through whom the Most High must be reverenced as he is. Isaiah 45 and 6. Isaiah 59, 19 through 21, one through whom he said, through a pure reference point, standard raised, the Most High should be revered as he is. Malachi 1 and 6, 318 through 4, 2 through 6. 216, that if a man has even a residue of the Spirit, he must know that the Most High will not respect every man's evils, and men must learn to respect the Most High as he is. That one whom the scripture says, the Lord whom you seek, keep whom you should be waiting, Isaiah 41, 40, 27 through 41, 5, beyond all misrepresentation. Who is he, my brothers and sisters? Messiah said he is that one. 1 Corinthians, my brothers and sisters, 1 Corinthians. That men through Messiah shall consider all that they had not considered, that men might know again how to honor Yah. 1 Corinthians 4 and 5. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, that so much scripture that the Most High has foretold must be considered? Isn't it time that these things be considered again? Or would men prefer as false sons, as it said in Isaiah 30, prefer to cast these words of prophecy aside? The scripture says those who would be unmerciful, standing against the free flow of these words, upon them the Most High shall have no pity. But though humanity has eaten of what the scripture calls the bread of affliction, false doctrine, the Most High will be gracious to his people and show again what is justice. And you shall hear a word that shall guide you, saying, walk this way, turning aside neither to the right nor to the left. And you shall take again a pure word. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, a pure word that shall bring again in this earth peace. Blessed are they who desire to understand these things. Blessed are these who shall be counted worthy to understand this, and that they have proven, or will prove indeed, a love of the truth. Again, my brothers and sisters, I would strongly admonish you to check out these words that I've mentioned to you on my website. There's about 50 articles there at hiddengospel.com, and there's nothing there that my brothers and sisters should be overlooked. But a good place to start have been those articles I've mentioned. A bit of psaltery, if you will, poetry, if you will. Hiddengospel.com, an article called Thoughts and Afterthoughts on Contradiction versus Diction. Discretion, my brothers and sisters, an exercise in genuine monotheist thought that many have not experienced for many generations. All these things are there, and the Most High is offering to him, to his people now. For indeed, the Most High has told me that I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Discover, my brothers and sisters, how you can be a constituent where the ministry of the Most High is truly called for the healing of his people. All the Most High has spoken
indeed, my brothers and sisters, shall be done.
Hallelujah.
And again, my brothers and sisters, I thank you all again.